You're listening to the Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Always good to talk to you, Don. Thanks for being with us today.
Hello there.
Tell me about weather forecast for the Midwest. They'd like to wrap up the end of the planting season.
Well, you know, as we go into the end of the planting season, we are looking at a weather pattern that's going to be a little bit warmer, and there might be a little bit better spacing between weather systems coming through to produce rain. But the overall pattern is going to be one where there is going to be opportunities on an off-and-on basis for shower and thunderstorm activity. We don't necessarily see one or two storms in particular, but a favorable setup where southerly winds aloft, south-southwest winds will bring up some Gulf of Mexico moisture and help initiate shower and thunderstorm activity. So with things in the ground or getting in the ground, hopefully this is going to be a favorable weather pattern. There will be a few wet areas that may slow folks down or delay things a little bit more. I would say it'll be the western Corn Belt that may happen the most. Places like Iowa, places like Nebraska, southern and eastern South Dakota, southern Minnesota, maybe eastern Kansas, western Missouri. Those are the areas that look to be the most wet.
And then anything else that we need to be concerned about as we look further into the end of the month of May and as we turn into the month of June?
Well, some of our long-range charts are hinting at some cool weather for the start of June. As we get into the first full week of June, we'll see if this transpires or not, but there's some indication, some hint that June may start off a little bit on the cool side, but that's something to take with a grain of salt, something to talk about next week.
China and Ukraine, parts of Russia in the northern hemisphere, also in the midst of the beginning of their growing seasons. India as well, any place that we ought to take up at this time?
Well, India certainly has made some headlines. They have been very hot and dry in some areas of India. And coming off an El Nino, that is not to be unexpected. So that's one area we're watching for some dryness and heat. China, looking at a forecast really that looks to be pretty good. Nothing too cold, nothing too wet, nothing too hot, very much average precipitation. And temperatures coming their way over the next couple of weeks.
Not bad for a place that has the second largest corn crop on the planet. Pretty good size soybean crop as well. Hey, thanks so much, Don. I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather. He's out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media. You may listen to our programs online anytime you'd like on our website at willag.org, in the Google Play Store, as well as in iTunes. Check us out online, willag.org.